This is the face on the barroom floor. 'Twas a balmy summer's evening, and a goodly crowd was there that well nigh filled Joe's barroom near the corner of the square. And the songs and witty sayings came through the open door. A vagabond crept slowly in and paused upon the floor. "Where did it come from?" someone said. "The wind has blown it in." "What does it want?" another cried. "Some whiskey, beer, or gin?" "Here, Bobby, throw him out, if your stomach's equal to the work. I wouldn't touch him with a fork, he's as filthy as a Turk." Now this lad they watched, and took with strong good grace. In fact, he smiled as though he thought he had struck the proper place. "Come, boys, I know there's kindly hearts among so good a crowd. To be in such good company would make a deacon proud. Give me a drink, that's what I want. I'm out of funds, you know. When I had cash to treat the gang, this hand was never slow." "What, you laugh as though you think this hand had never held a sou? I once was fixed as well, my boys, as any one of you. There, thanks, that braced me nicely. God bless you one and all. Next time I'll pass this good saloon, I'll make another call. Give you a song? No, I can't do that. My singing days are past. My voice is cracked, my throat's worn out, and my lungs are going fast. Give me another whiskey, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you a funny story, or in fact I'll promise to, that I was ever a decent man, not one of you would think, but I was, just some 4 or 5 years back. Say, give me another drink. Fill her up, Joe, I want to put some life into this old frame. Such little drinks to a bum like me are miserably detame. 5 fingers, that's the scheme, and cork and whiskey too. Well, here's luck, boys, and landlord, my best respects to you. You've treated me pretty kindly, and I'd like to tell you how I came to be this dirty sap you see before you now. As I told you, once I was a man with muscle, frame, and health, but for a blunder would have made considerable wealth. I was a painter, not one that dabs on brick or wood, but an artist, and for my age was rated pretty good. I worked hard at my canvas, and bidding fair to rise, and gradually I saw the stars of fame before my eyes. I made a picture, perhaps you've seen it. It was called The Chase of Fame. It brought me £1,500 and added to my name. 'Twas then I met a woman, now comes the funny part, with eyes that petrified my brain and sank into my heart. Why don't you laugh? 'Tis funny. This vagabond, you see, could ever love a woman and expect her love for me. But it was so, and for a month or two her smiles were freely given, and when her loving lips touched mine, I thought I was in heaven. Boys, did you ever see a girl for whom your soul you give, with a form like Milo Venice, too beautiful to live, with eyes that shone like diamonds, and a wealth of chestnut hair? If so, 'twas she, for boys, there never was another half so fair. I was working on a portrait one afternoon in May, of a fair-haired boy, a friend of mine, who lived across the way. My Madeline admired him, and much to my surprise, she said she'd like to know the lad who had such dreamy eyes. She didn't take long to find him. Before a month had flown, my friend had stolen my darling, and I was left alone. And ere a year of misery had passed o'er my head, the jewel that once I treasured had tarnished and was dead. That's why I took to drink, boys, why I never saw you smile. I thought you'd be amused and laughing all the while. What's the matter, friend? There's a teardrop in your eye. Come laugh like me, for it's only babes and women that should cry. Give me another whiskey, and I'll be very glad, and I'll paint right here the picture of the face that drove me mad. Give me that piece of chalk with which you mark your baseball score, and you shall see the lovely Madeline upon the barroom floor. Another drink with chalk in hand, the vagabond began to sketch the face that well might buy the soul of any man. Now as he placed another lock upon that shapely head, with a fearful shriek he leaped and fell across the picture dead.
What? Something... Well...